Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening. Joining me today, I'm Zelda Speaks, host of Monday Morning Mindfulness. Welcome to the Female Solution. Yes, honey, it's that feminine energy first thing in the morning that gets you rocking, that gets you moving, gets you feeling good. We all came from the Mother Earth. Isn't that feminine energy? We were all born from women, so it's feminine energy, and we must learn to share. And that's what we do here. On the Female Solution, we share everything it is that we have to offer in the way of enlightenment. And this morning, in the news, we don't go by regular news. We go by the news, what's happening with you. So you are the news for the day. How is that possible, Zelda? Well, you just keep listening, and you'll find out. I promise you, today our topic is 17-year-old entrepreneur Cassia Alderson. A young lady from the south side of Chicago. See, you're not going to see that in the news. You're going to see people killing each other. That's why we don't talk about that. We talk about the news in here, the news that's going to heal us, not the news that's going to hurt us mentally, physically, emotionally. So Cassia is here today to share with us her journey. At 17, I wasn't thinking about being an entrepreneur. I was thinking about getting a job, weren't you? That's what we were trying to do. Well, today's youth are stepping out of that, and I'm so happy to see that because they don't have to go through what we went through. Some things they need to go through, but this is not one of them. Anyway, she'll be joining us in the 7:30 hour, after the 7:30 break, so be sure and tune in. And if you're listening online, please share this video right now while you do. Hit that button, share, like, and subscribe to our Facebook, HLN TV1, and, of course, my page, Zelda Speaks, and also our YouTube channel. You see that HLN logo, you know you're at the right place, or that one right there, you know you're at the right place. It's the Higher Learning TV show right there on YouTube. And on Twitter, it's HLNNSP. And on Instagram, it's Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. Zelda Speaks to you. So be sure and check us out. Oh, we have an Instagram page, too, for the Higher Learning TV show. It's HLN-Project on Instagram. Okay, so be sure and check that out. And while you're at it, all the information that I share every day, every Monday, is always on my blog, zeldaspeaks.blogspot.com. And if you haven't signed up for the Women's Network group, it's a new social media site like Facebook, Instagram, all those. But it's done by a woman, a former journalist. So be sure and go there, Pixely, P-I-X-E-O-L-Y, Pixely.com, P-I-X-E-O-L-Y. And remember, set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web, higherlearningnetwork.org. And while you're there, be sure and download the Higher Learning Network app. Yes, we have an app, and it's available, so be sure and download that. And if you are a person of living in America or anywhere in the world, and you have a tendency to come up from what we've been under, the pandemic, chances are you've eaten a little bit more than you should have. You may have gained a few pounds. So you may have become diabetic. So I always urge people to go to diabeticdonut.com and download the free information there on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale. It's all there. Free recipe is all there. So just download it, share it, use it. Because it works. But right now I'm drinking my tea. I was at tea first thing in the morning. And that's coat throat or coat something. When it has slippery elm bark in it, it just feels so good going down your throat. First thing in the morning, oh, I love it. Anyway, if you haven't noticed, your vegetables are getting to be a little expensive. So many people don't even eat vegetables. Anyway, if you're tired of eating plastic food, then grow your own. And you can do that even if you live in an apartment just like I do. Go to ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com. ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com. And if you suffer from pain and inflammation, go to Zelda.now.site. Last but not least, weather and traffic is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you want to go to the Caribbean, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, wherever you want to go in the world, not just the USA, but in the world, you can travel with barter. You don't even have to pay cash. Ooh, did you say pay cash? Yes, child. Because we've been a whole bunch of places. Bought a car, bought equipment, not a car, a van. And it's just a wonderful tool to have if you're in business. So please go to itex.com, I-T-E-X. And if you sign up, you get a $100 bonus to go shopping immediately. Yeah, but you got to remember, mention the promo code, which is Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. Thank you, Richard McGee. Always giving thanks to the ancestors. Yeah. Did you hear that? Always giving thanks to the ancestors who came here before us to make our way possible. Yvonne Daniels, I know y'all don't remember her from back in the day at WNUA. She was a hail raiser. She was a bad mamma jamma. You think Nicki Minaj and all the other little rappers. Yvonne Daniels put us on the map. You need to know, as far as women are concerned, in the business of radio. Anyway, as we take a look at you're traveling outside to work this morning, for those of you who are, it's still crowded every morning. At least it will. Anyway, no delays reported on CTA or Metro, but Kennedy on the inbound, it is a hot mess. 41 minutes it's slow at Lawrence Avenue. And slow again at Harlem and Cumberland. And it is 30 minutes on the outbound, 41 on the inbound. On the Edens, just a teeny bit better, 25 minutes inbound and 21 on the outbound. On the Eisenhower, you know that's another story, 30 minutes inbound, 24 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, it's 38 minutes inbound and 21 out. On the Dan Ryan is a crash at 71st Street inbound. It has been cleared up by now. 17 in, 11 out. On the Bishop Ford, 20 minutes in, 11 out. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, 9 minutes in and 12 minutes out. And that is your weather and traffic by today, sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTech.com. As we go to the word of the day, taken from Inspirational Conversations with Shalomith Yisrael, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks, and I will be reading from September 26th, and it says, don't take it personal. Why are you taking everything personal? 9 times out of 10, it has nothing to do with you. You just happen to be the closest person that they could take their anxiety on. You see, attacks are seldom personal. They are simply residue from yesterday. Don't carry someone else's residue in your life today. Simply say, thank you for sharing, and move on as if they greeted you with loving, open arms. It only continues to be your issue if you allow it to be. The question is, to be or not. Don't take it personal. Delta is, what's his name, what's the Jackson boy? Jermaine Jackson. Don't take it personal. Take the bitter with the sweet. Easy come, easy go. Don't take it personal. Take all this stuff personal. This ain't about you. This is about a whole other thing you don't know nothing about, so don't even take it personal. Anyway, that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning, Tuesday, self-care with Jody Susan, and on Wednesday, it's Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. Thursday and Friday, it will be, Thursday is Dr. Debbie Green, Soulful Solutions, and on Friday, it is Health and Wellness with Fiata. And on Saturdays, you know, we have alternate Saturdays, first, second, third, fourth. First Saturday, second Saturday, third Saturday, fourth Saturday. You got to remember, we are not on the air at 7 a.m. On Saturdays, we are on at noon. Hello. 12 noon until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you want to remember that. Okay? And on Sunday, it is Soul Purpose Healing. Our first Saturday is Nonviolent Communications with Jana. Jana is our London correspondent. She's from London, England. And on our third Saturdays, it's Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. So you be sure and check us out. All the shows are in the archives. If you miss any of them, you can always go back in the archives 24/7. BlogTalkRadio.com is your mail solution. Okay? All righty, it's 7:14. You know what that means. It's time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So what you can do is simply sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap. Nothing but that of love and peace and calm. And what you'll do is breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, however you feel you can breathe best, because somebody somewhere isn't breathing that well this morning, so consider yourself fortunate. Sit up straight in your chair. And what is this under my chair? Straight in your chair. Hold on. piece of plant. Okay. Causing all that noise, corruption, noise. Did I say corruption? Interruption is what I meant. And we'll simply inhale and exhale to the count of five. Count to yourself. You slowly breathe in and you breathe out. And this breathing exercise will calm you down. And this is something that you can practice on your own when you are in a state of chaos and confusion and hectic. Just breathe. Inhale. Breathing is your first line of defense. And the power is in your hand and in your nose. You simply breathe in. Especially if you've got a little oil, a little lavender. Put some in the palm of your hand, breathe in. Before they piss you off. Because deep breathing expands the lungs and it triggers certain genes in the brain. And you want to trigger the happiness gene. So that's what we're going to do. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out. So it doesn't matter if your breathing is off from my breathing. As long as you're breathing, close your eyes, sitting up straight. As we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. You feel that immediate calming effect. If you breathe in through your nose very slowly. And exhale even slower. You feel how it just automatically relaxes the nerves in the shoulders. Yeah, it does it good. Breathing does the body good, yeah. Touch your shoulders right here. Take your hands, put them on your shoulders. And then squeeze in. Oh, yeah. And then let it go and squeeze out. Once more. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Squeeze in. Are you breathing? And squeeze out. Yeah, and this time just stretch. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Breathe in. Oh, and exhale. Take these two fingers and the thumb. Touch the back of the neck. Squeeze the back of the neck. That's where the vagus nerve is. Goes to the autobiome system that's in your gut. Stimulates it. From the top of your spine to the tip of your spine. Just squeeze it as you breathe in. And as you breathe out. You can do that anytime you're feeling stressed. So breathe in. And as you breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. As we inhale deeply, hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. We give thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that will calm us down in times of chaos and confusion. That's why we speak to each and every body part in the morning to remind it how we appreciate the brain for waking us up this morning, because the brain is the one that will guide us all day. We give thanks for this powerful, enormous brain that does wonderful things when we direct it, because right now we are directing the brain to give us the power of the breath, in which we give thanks, in which we inhale deeply and exhale. We give thanks for the power of the heart that sends love and light and energy throughout the rest of the body. As we inhale deeply and exhale, we give thanks for each and every part of the body, beginning with the digestive system when we eat food, the assimilation system when it does what it needs to do, it assimilates in the body, and the elimination system, because you know I know some of y'all are constipated, we'll talk about that later, but just get you some Nopalina, you'll be okay. Inhale deeply. And exhale as we give thanks for the power of the stress that is being released from our body, as we give thanks for our internal organs that protect us and guide us and move us throughout each and every day, every moment of the day that we don't even think about it. We simply inhale deeply, hold it, and exhale. Now let's bring that breath all the way up. Inhale. Seeing the breath in our mind's eye at the top of our head, bringing that breath down as we exhale through the face, giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we bring that breath on down through the shoulders, inhale. Bringing the breath on down through the sides and the back and the buttock and the hips, we give thanks for the energy that is flowing throughout our bodies, especially our thighs and our knees, because it is the knees at this time of life that sometimes give us a little challenge as we rub on those knees and love on those knees and any other parts of our bodies that are sending us messages of attention that need to get our attention. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and those toes as we wiggle those toes, bringing more love and light and energy back up through the body, through the feet and through the ankles and through the arches and through the knees. As we inhale deeply, and as we exhale, we give thanks for the energy that flows up through those big old thick thighs and buttocks and back and side and back up to our shoulders as we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the arms that are outstretched as we stretch, 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 and move that body. And giving thanks as we inhale once more. And as we exhale, inhale once more. Bringing all the love and light and energy back up through the top of the face. And as we exhale, bringing the head down, face forward, chin to chest, as we slowly rotate the head to the left, slowly, slowly bringing it back around to the right. Slow down, you're moving too fast. Yeah, there you go, slow down, there you go. Bringing it around to the front, head up, inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring this face forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. Oh, feel that stretch. Doesn't that feel good? You should just be getting to the back. And slowly rotating that head around to the left and back to the front. Head up. Inhale. And exhale. Doesn't that feel good? Inhale once more. And as you exhale, bring your head down. Slowly rotate the head to the left and to the right. And bring the head back up. Inhale deeply. And this time, turn the head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Ooh, feel that stretch. Doesn't that feel good? Mm-hmm. And bringing the head back forward, turning the head to the right as far as you possibly can. Ooh, yeah. You feel that stretch? I know I do. Feel it in the left side of the neck. Mm-hmm. And bringing the face forward as we inhale once more. Giving thanks for the power of the breath that sends love, light, and unlimited energy through each and every organ, muscle, tendon, and ligament. See all of those working on your behalf in your body as you inhale deeply. And as you exhale, we give thanks for the millions and trillions of cells in our bodies that are working on our behalf effortlessly, and it does it without our even knowing it. That is until we get a body message that's something we need to pay attention to as we inhale deeply. Repeating two of the most powerful words on the planet. I am. So, let's repeat that with me. I am. I am that I am. I am happy. And exhale. Inhale deeply. I am healthy. Inhale deeply. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Inhale deeply. I am a divine being of the light and the light of love, and the Creator surrounds me. Inhale deeply. Guides me. Inhale deeply. Guards me. Inhale deeply. And protects me. I am happy. Say it out loud. I am healthy. Yes, I am. I am whole and complete, just as I am. And how can I say thank you when I don't have anything to be grateful for? Well, you're breathing, aren't you? That's number one. And if you can breathe, chances are you can think. And if you can think, you can give thanks. Because giving thanks opens the door for more. Isn't that wonderful? Inhale deeply. And exhale. Inhale once more. And exhale. Isn't that wonderful? How do you feel? I hope you feel as good as I do. Because this is something that you can practice on your own every single day. And it doesn't take 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You can do it in 30 seconds. I just do it for the sake of waking my body up this morning while I'm talking to you. And so you can wake your body up, too, in a positive way. Why are you rocking, Zelda? This is called the Higher Learning Hip Roll. Rotates the spine and the hips. Because when you sit at your desk all day, whoo, Lord have mercy, you're locking it in. You don't want to lock it in. My physical therapist tells me, Dr. O says, motion is the lotion that keeps the body agile. So you sit too long, you got to move some kind of way. If you don't do nothing but stretch, inhale, and rock. Higher Learning Network. Hip roll. I love it. And I hope you love it too. And I hope you enjoyed Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And that is something that you can practice on your own. You can do it in 5-10 seconds. When folks come up in your face, baby, you don't have to react. Don't even react. Just look at them and start breathing. And I promise you, they will look at you like you're crazy. That's okay. Because if you got a little funk on your breath, didn't brush your teeth, forgot a little garlic, a little onion, you did brush your teeth, but you still got a little garlic and onion. Inhale deeply. Through the nose, and when you exhale, blow it out through your mouth. I promise you, they'll leave you alone. You can count on that. Alrighty, so be sure and share it. And practice it. 30 seconds, 10 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever works for you, works if you work it. Still working. So be sure and check out my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And there's lots of information there. Okay. So be sure to share it. Oh, we've got some comments this morning. Now, Emma Lateef, executive producer, who will be joining us at 9 o'clock for the after show, says, Grand Rising, beautiful Queen Teacher. Thank you, my beautiful sister of the microphone, and Vieta Robinson, Grand Rising Queen. Grand Rising to you all. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you did not see or hear last night's show, on Soul Purpose Healing, Vieta has 2 shows. It's on Friday morning, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Sunday evenings from 7 until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can get the shows always in the archives, because I loved the show last night, talking about the ages of wisdom within our bodies that we are not trusting. We are trusting outside influences. Well, see, that's what happens when you listen to outside influences. You got to trust your own. Because the Creator gave you, just like it gave everybody else, common sense, knowledge, and wisdom. Sometimes we just let it go right out the door because we believe what outside influences tell us, honey, we got to go within, because that's the only thing that's going to save us. We cannot count on anyone else to do anything for us. We have to do it on our own. And doing it on our own is what we are teaching our children. And our children are showing us that they love what we are teaching them here at the Higher Learning Network, which teaches youth behind the scenes radio, television, and print production. And we also now have the Teen Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which is every fourth Saturday here on the show. And this past Saturday, I don't know where our children come from, but they have the most, I don't even want to use the word amazing, just awesome, unheard of talents. We had a yo-yo champion. Who did you play yo-yo as a kid? I did. Hit myself upside the head with the yo-yo one time. I was through. But it's a yo-yo, and it was a young man, African-American man, indigenous man, and he was just, you know what? I really need to show it to you, because I pulled it up just so you could see it, because I could not believe this. I got to show you this. And I want you to see this. So just let me give you a few seconds of this. Can you see that? Have you ever seen anything like that? Okay, so you can go and vote for that, okay? Yeah, all the kids are amazing. I just had to share that with you. I have never seen anything like that in my life. But you can see them at the on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, okay? Alrighty, right now it's time to go to break. And when we come back, we will have youth entrepreneur Kasia Alderson with us of the Feminine Divine Essentials. And she will be sharing her story of how she became the young entrepreneur that she is. So you stay close, and we'll be right back with Kasia.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And we are joined at the microphone by a little woman entrepreneur. Look at it, just as cute as she can be. Hi, Cassia. Am I pronouncing that right, Cassia or Cassia?
Cassia.
I said it right the first time. Thank you so much, my dear. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Cassia is the owner of Feminine Divine Essentials. I love that. Feminine Divine Essentials. I love that, my dear. How did that come about? I know that's a fascinating story. Please share it with us.
So basically, I always been like making my own stuff. We in my family have like skin related issues. I was just, like, kind of trying to figure out, like, for example, like, me, my brother, and my sister, we all have, like, eczema, stuff like acne, you know, different type of things. And my mom, you know, she was just trying to tell me to come up with different things that would help us, you know, alleviate that. And so I came up, the first thing I came up with was my scrub. So my scrub, I've been using that for a couple of years, and then, like, I would make, like, hair products for my sister, but, you know, I haven't taken out my hair products thing, so I didn't want to sell it because I want it to be a whole line. I didn't want it to be, you know, something that you just put out one thing of, and now people need it for the rest of it.
Oh.
So I just did the scrub, and I said, okay, I'm going to do the scrub, and then I just came up with a whole bunch of things for other things, like, I used to have a bath bomb that I had, but I don't know why, I just really did not like it.
Ooh.
And so I replaced it with this right here.
Okay.
It's called an oatmeal soap. It's some
oatmeal
soap.
Oatmeal soap.
Yeah, so you put it in your bath, and once you put it in your bath, you sit in it for about 30 to 45 minutes, and, you know, this is my favorite thing that I came up with because, you know, it makes your skin feel really soft and stuff like that. And it detoxifies the skin of all the toxins that, you know, extra will call it and it smooths it. So that's why I really like how it does stuff. So, and then, like, the other stuff I came up with, like the yoni steam, like, I always say yoni steam, but I was like, well, I can make my own now. So I bought the herbs, put it in a tea bag. I really enjoyed making a tea bag for some reason. And then I also made a crimp tea. So all my friends told me that they were like suffering from menstrual cramps and stuff like that. And I had got tired of hearing about it. So I just was like, well, why don't I just make up my tea? So that's how I just newly made this tea. So it has stuff in it like nettle leaves that helps you provide the calcium in your body that will help alleviate the muscle contraction from cramps. And then...
Whoa, back up. You're going way too fast. What did you say prevent muscle?
So, you know how you have period cramps that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that muscle contracts?
Mm-hmm.
So, it alleviates that.
Now, what product is this?
This is my cramp tea. My
cramp tea. Oh, I love it.
And, you know, my friend, she tried it for me, and she just, like, she doesn't really like tea at all, so she just added her own stuff to it. But it still kept her, it still affected her, and it made her really like it.
Wow.
So, and then my main issue for me and why I started this was my acne. Like I said, I had a real bad acne at first, but then I was just like, I tried trying different things, and it just wasn't working out for me. Like, I couldn't figure out what to do and stuff like that. My mom was helping me, and, you know, we were researching. And then next thing, I came up with these two. So these two combined helped my skin tremendously. called the glow mask, what it is that you just, it's a face mask. You apply it to your face, and then you apply it to your face. You apply it to the armpits, apply it around the vaginal area. And so, yeah, you just do that or whatever, and Alexa, off. I'm sorry.
And that's exactly why I don't have one. I'm talking to people, and all of a sudden you hear voices in the background, and I know ain't nobody there but them because they told me that, like, oh, okay, no, I don't need voices in my conversation. I don't need them in my conversation.
To do that, but
okay.
Yeah, so the glow mask, you apply to your face around the vaginal area, you apply to your armpits, you can apply it pretty much.
Whoa, back up, girlfriend. What product is this we talking about now? See, you moving too fast. What product? Put it up a little closer.
The glow mask right here.
The glove?
Glow mask.
Globe mask.
Glow mask.
G-L-O.
Yeah.
Let me pull up the website. Give me, what's the website, girl? Because I put the wrong one up here. What's the website?
Feminine Design, Divine Essentials. So take the S off.
That's why I'm having a problem. Feminine Divine. No S?
No S at the essential.
Essentials.com. That's why I'm still having a problem. But you go ahead. I'll find it.
Yes, so the glow mask helps with that. And so I was having real bad acne, and then I just mixed that up, and then it started working for me. And then the Tumano butter is everybody's favorite.
What's that?
It's called Tumano butter. So not a lot of people have heard about this butter. So this butter comes from a nutshell, and it's with, you know, eczema, helps with acne, any type of skin-related issues that I have, I just put everything. Like, I use it every night. And so, the question that I get often is, how is it different from shea butter? So, shea butter, to me, it's a thicker and oilier butter. And at the time, I was trying to fix my acne. So, I felt like, why would I get something more oily that would cause what I'm trying to prevent? And so the tomato butter, you know, it helps that. So it helps make sure that my skin isn't too oily.
Okay. There she is. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yes. Welcome, love. I love that. And the little entrepreneurs, I love that too. And it says shop now. Oh, my goodness. I love this. Girlfriend, you are 17 years old. Please explain to us what it is that we're looking at. Is that the oatmeal soap that you were talking about?
That's the oatmeal soap right there. And then to the right of that, that's the glow mask.
The glow mask. Okay, now explain to us exactly what the oatmeal soap is and what it does.
So the oatmeal soap, it has oatmeal and it has any type of, you know, it has crystal, like chillings, you know, properties in it to calm the eczema on the skin. So it has your eczema. If you just want, like, a super bad, super bad, and it can help with pulling the skin and stuff like that, you know, for some people. When I did my research at oatmeal, I also helps with the women that just given birth and stuff like that. It helps soothe it. And then I also put, like, other different things in there to make sure that the super properties all connect with each other to make sure that the guys can stay.
I am hearing a lot of, like, it sounds like you're an expressway. And I know you.
I hear that sound too. I don't have a clue.
So, it just disappeared. Well, alrighty now. Okay.
I just muted myself and unmuted myself. Okay, there we go.
Okay. So we've got the glow mask. The glow mask is for
your face, your armpits, so around the vaginal area, or wherever you need it. To lighting or anything like that. Because it also has a lighting.
Oh, it has bentonite clay in it. Okay.
Yes, so the bentonite clay is probably the strongest thing. And then that's why I say that you don't want to mix that with any metal because it may mess up the properties of the clay.
Ooh, okay. Girlfriend knows her chemistry here. I love it.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move right along. We have a couple other products here. Quick view. Oh, this is the butter that you were talking about.
Yes.
The Tamanu butter.
This is a really nice harvest and stuff like that. And I just very lightly put lavender oil. As you can tell, I like lavender.
But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to move on down to Yoni Steam.
Yes, the Yoni Steam.
What is Yoni Steam? And what does Yoni mean?
So Yoni is your vaginal area.
Oh, okay.
So Yoni Steam.
I'm supposed to know that, right? I'm sorry, I didn't know it. You know, that's you young people's language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's her name? Nicki Minaj called it WAP. Yeah, I didn't say it. I'm just saying you all's language is a little different from our language. We grew up in a time where there's a little language difference. So thank you for enlightening me because I ain't never heard of Yoni, whatever you call it. And how'd you come up with that name? Come on, talk to me now. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, that's what people used to call it. So, like, I just called it that. I didn't know not everybody knew what it meant.
You see it right here. I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
You said what people used to call it. They don't call it that anymore?
Well, they still call it that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they called it when I was starting making it, that's what they called it, and they do it now, too.
Okay.
So.
And I'm reading this here, and it says Yoni Steaming has been around for centuries.
Yeah, so, like, back in the Indians used it, like, the Maya tribe used it, so this is something that's really around.
Girl, look at you. Yoni steaming has been around for centuries. These hand-picked herbs help with various things like cleansing your womb area. Wow! Where was that at when we were kids? Aid in circulation, helps with menstrual cramps, toned vaginal walls, really? Fights vaginal dryness, detoxes the womb area, and cleanses the overall reproductive system. Shut the front door.
Yes, so, Yoni steam not only is a personal thing, but it's also like a thing for the blood.
Wow.
Set up when you do a Yoni steam, you want to set up for like a space for yourself. Like, I don't know if you can see behind me right there, but that's like my space. That's like my little piece or whatever you want to call it.
Okay,
okay. And so my candle right there, and I still got to add some more stuff to it, but that's my space. And I sit around it, I clean my room, I clean my area, I clean my area. And yeah.
Okay. You have a fascinating line of products, young lady, and I want to commend you for doing the work that you've done, because I have never, at 17, I was not thinking about nothing about Facebook, how to get rid of acne. I don't even know. I probably had acne. All teens have acne. But at 17, where did this idea come from? You tell us again.
My mom, my sister. They were the main ones telling me that I should sell the stuff that I was making, but, like, I really didn't, like, at first I said, like,
And why did they choose you?
Because, like I said, like, with my sister, I would make her, like, shampoo for her hair. I would do her hair. I would make, like, I'd be in the kitchen mixing, like, hair creams and stuff like that. And I would make my mom scrubs or something like that, or... Like, I make my own tea sometimes, so
I'm a tea drinker, so I have to ask you, what kind of tea do you drink, girl?
So it's some teas with like raspberries, and we don't know what melanin is, so it has like respiratory issues.
I know what melanin is, yeah.
So, for example, if you have like, say for instance, somebody has COVID or something like that, COVID affects the respiratory issues, so it clears out your lungs, and you know, put elderberry in it. Stuff like that.
Girl, what you know about some elderberry? Okay, now, all right, now, look at this young lady. Girl, you done your homework. How hard was it to get started, to take the idea from idea to actually putting things on the shelf, putting products on the shelf?
I feel like I made it harder than it was.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. I'm a real overthinker, so, like, I'm trying to make sure that I put everything out because I feel like, you know, if it's having my name on it, it needs to be right. And, like, you could just tell when stuff is not done right how I look about it. Because, like, I just want to make sure that I'm giving quality to people. Like, I don't want to have my name on it and it's not, you know, something that's right and it's not something that appealing to people. I want to make sure that I'm doing it the right way.
Okay.
And so that was the stressful part of it because I wanted to make sure that the labels were good, so the logo was right. So I made my logo, I made my website, and people had to make it good, but most of the stuff that, you know, happened to say that I had to buy you, I had to make sure that everything was straight and in order. And it wasn't hard. That was just a hard part, but the hard part was just getting it all together, like, you know, making sure the product done right and making sure that people like it and just appeal, just like I said, appeal to what everybody needs.
So, how hard was that process once you had the idea and you began the process of bringing it to market? What was one of the hardest challenges you had and bringing it to market, because you were so in your head about it?
I would say just like getting people to like buy it. So I feel like not a lot of people, like, because my whole idea was to sell it at my school.
Oh.
To, like, basically inviting, like, girls at my school about the stuff. Like, you know, some girls will be into it. Like, I've done it multiple orders from my school, but I want to make sure that everybody, you know, like, that was probably the hardest part for me. And then once I felt like, you know, I started to, like, reach over my target market. So, trying to, like, figure out about who will buy you, who wouldn't buy it, but, like, I really have to figure out, like, who would do that. And so, when I looked into it, and I started looking at this, like, who would do this, who wouldn't, who needs this, doesn't need, and I kind of just said, everyone, not a lot of people are into it, like, they're not going to really think, like, oh, herbs are going to do these things for me, or this is going to do this for me. They don't think like that before. And so, I had to really convince people, so I had to really, like, get pictured and feel like, oh, if you have a girl, if you have an actor, if you have this nature, to make people understand that your body is, I don't know why they're doing that, but
I don't
your body is all connected. So let's say you have eczema, like I do. I feel like that's an internal thing as well as it's an interior thing. So, like, you know, that is all connected. Your whole body is connected. You have acne, like my mom says. That's something that you could be eating or, you know, because you're not drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole bunch of things. So that was probably one of the hardest parts.
Do you have before and after pictures? You mentioned that. Do you have before and after pictures?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break right quick, and you can find those for me. When we come back, we want to show that because people like to see. So Hold on, and we will be right back with Feminine Divine Essentials with you, Entrepreneur Castilla Alderson.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And we are back here on The Female Solution, and my guest today is the one and only 17-year-old entrepreneur, youth entrepreneur, Cassia Alderson. Welcome back, my friend. Hanging in there with us this morning. You are such an inspiration, young lady.
Thank you.
Because you are doing something that I wish I'd done when I was 17 years old. You looked at a problem and said, this is the problem, and what am I going to do to fix this? Well, the internet wasn't out when we were kids, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So we had the library, but we didn't have what you all have available to you.
The research was the best part for me.
How so?
The research, I'm a big researcher, so, like, I'm looking into a whole bunch of different things. Like, I research every night. Like, if I don't research before I go to sleep, I can't sleep.
Really?
So, yeah. I need, like, sometimes I have, like, burning questions in my head, and I need to know, like, at that moment.
Okay. So, what's been your biggest challenge doing the research?
The research wasn't an issue for me at all. Like, I found, like, a whole bunch of websites, and I saved them, and I wrote it down. You know, it wasn't an issue for me at all.
What would you tell someone who is thinking about doing what you're doing? Not necessarily the same kind of product that you have, but they have an idea. Because I'm sure you've heard the phrase that so many people go to the grave, some of the best-kept ideas are in the graveyard because we didn't have the courage or insight to move forward with this idea.
Yeah, so I know my friends, like, they're starting to, you know, try to launch their own businesses, and I just make sure that I just tell them that, you know, they can do it, and, like, it's really possible. And, you know, it's probably not the easiest thing in the whole wide world, but it is something that's going to be fulfilling for me. Once you see the look on people's face and stuff like that, the most fulfilling thing for me is when people tell me how much that I help them or how much my husband helps them and how it's been for them. And that's the most fulfilling part. I say once you see that look on their face, and once you get that feedback, it'll make you feel good. And that's the most, all that work, all that stress is really worth it for that.
Okay. I agree. I am trying to see these photos. Okay, I see a photo of a young lady. I don't know if I could pull that up on my computer. Do you have before and after on your phone? Because I'd have to upload it to the internet. I'm not as tech savvy as you young people are.
Yeah, I can get that.
Show it to me.
Because the other one, I don't know what even happened there. I apologize.
That's okay. You know, this is technical stuff, and some of the stuff doesn't always work. But I do want you to share what you have on your phone. And coming up before we go off today, speaking of phone, oh, let me go through that now, right now, while I'm thinking about it. If you are a person who owns a cell phone, and most people do, I just discovered I had 150 apps on my phone, and about 140 of them I wasn't using. The data, somebody always said download this. That's funny, right? I'm glad you applied that to music.
You sound like my dad.
I don't need all the apps. You don't need them. You know, like 7-Eleven, you go in there and get something, and they say, well, if you download the app, you can get it, you'll get it free next time or something like that. So you go in and you do it, then you never go back to 7-Eleven. So it's like, okay, all these apps. Point being, when you download those apps and you click yes, you agree to whatever their requirements are to put that on your phone, you are agreeing to allow them to take your information and sell it to marketers. Because if you notice, when you go on your email, some kind of ad always pops up, and it pops up the kind of what you're looking for. I was looking for a cruise. I was looking for a humidifier. I was looking for a pair of shoes. Every time I go to my email, that pops up. And it's like, this is driving me bonkers. It's insane. It's crazy. Why is this happening? Talk to a friend of mine, a digital doctor, who says, Rafiki Kai, he says that he brought it to my attention for the Higher Learning Network that for all those apps that are on your phone, they are making, the marketers are making $25 billion a year. You hear what I said? 25, not one, not two, not three, not million, but billion. So please go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. All of that information is there, because all the apps that are downloaded on your cell phone, they ain't giving you a dime. So why are you allowing them to take your data and do what they need to do with it? So there's an app there that you can join. It is free for the first year, because I think it's $9.95 a month, but for the first year it's free, because it's a young man, an entrepreneur, a young man like yourself, Cassia, who is on the south side of Chicago, and he has developed this app that will help us make money. So all those apps on your phone, delete them. And then when you sign up for Tapestry, you can make money. So all those, I just had to share that. All that information is on my blog. So just go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But when you say, I had to say, because you all are on your phone way, a whole lot more than we are. You live on them.
Yeah.
You live on them. And I'm waking up in the morning. My phone is off. Do you sleep with your phone on?
My Alexa connected to it.
Oh, okay. So are you ever interrupted by your phone at night?
No.
Nobody ever calls you and wakes you up?
I put my phone on D&D sometimes, so.
You put your phone on what?
It's called Do Not Disturb. Oh. The phone on Do Not Disturb. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that. But why not cut it off? I'm just curious. Why leave it on?
I listen to sounds at night.
So. Oh, you do. Girl, you just all over the place. That's what I'm talking about. You and light, girl. You ever met your grandmother, your grandfather?
Yeah,
because you got a whole lot of menu. You know about listening to some sounds at night, girl. I listen to the oceans and the waves and the things. Yeah, girl, you right on target.
I just started listening to the rain, and it's been helping me, too.
It is just so wonderful. You wake up in the morning, you are so, excuse me, so refreshed. I'm so glad you said that. Say that again, because somebody need to hear that.
Rain sounds help you sleep at night.
Because it's water, and water flows. It's non-resistant. Go ahead.
Yeah, it helps your body. Plus, I'm a water sign, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what's the water sign is that?
So water sign is the Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer.
Okay.
And I'm
you're Scorpio. And my sister, who has informed me of the products that you're talking about, she's the only reason why I know about them, because she does the same thing. So her birthday is October 26th. What is yours?
November 17th.
November 17th. And then my brother is November 14th, I think it is. Anyway, I can't remember. I digress. I do that sometimes. Maybe not mine. But if you just joined the conversation this morning, we're talking with youth entrepreneur, feminine divine essential, Kasia Alderson. And she is sharing with us information and products. But what I really love is information is that you're just not throwing products in our face. You are actually schooling us, educating us, because there are people who are your age and my age who don't have a clue what you're talking about. Like you just said, Yanni, I'm like, the what?
Yeah. Oh, and I also made a basket for you with all my products. So bless
your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. Thank you. And I will definitely try them and talk about them, because that's what I do. I try everything. Girl, we got some calls. If you want to make join the conversation this morning, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak as we go to the phone line. Area code 312-671. You're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We on Yashalom. Hoorah. We don't die. We multiply. Black power forever. And assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Zelda Robinson. Good morning. Grand Rising to you, beloved. Oh, yes. Well, I'm just loving the conversation. This is Brother Minister Robert Floyd Cole Plunk Foundation. And I just want you to be the elder in charge, as you are in charge in reality of all of the children, which they happen to be my children. And welcome to the 23 day. If you add the numbers up, see, numbers don't lie. And that young lady... I didn't get her full name, but I would like to know her name with the permission of meeting her with you and other female, deep female solution personality, and especially her father and mother. Because today is a 23 day. Did you know that, Zelda? The young lady knows today is a 23 day? Because
no,
numbers don't lie. Yeah, well, like today is the 27th, right?
Right.
So this is the 9th month, 27th day, that's 18, plus this is the year 2021, which we add 5 more to that, and it adds up to be 23. So she's a baby Oprah Winfrey like you, Zelda, but you're the elder. She's the baby. Yeah. And I'm her godfather. I'm her unknown godfather to her and the family. But I would like to meet her with you and with her father and her mother. Okay, you know I'm the coordinator of National Black Wall Street, Chicago. Which is we specialize in music. And I think the idea of me sharing the thought with her different products, add music to it, oh, we got it swinging then. We got it really swinging. We got it huffing and puffing, and it's going to be 23 down because that's what's going on in Chicago. We got Team 23. And so we need her on the youth, you know, leadership, coordinatorship, information, communication, coordination, and cooperation. Now, I'm willing to meet her, but I only can meet her through you and through her father and her mother. So we can promote her as the greatest young lady, self-starter, 23 queen like Oprah Winfrey and everything. And she becomes a classic. Yeah,
right.
She recovered. She's a superstar. That's who she is.
She is. You are a superstar, young lady. We thank you, and we appreciate Minister Floyd Plunk. So I will definitely share his information with you. Do you get a lot of seniors who – I know your target market is it youth? Who is your target market?
Mostly it's youth, but now I'm just like, this is for everybody.
Mm.
Like, into a hole for me and stuff like that. Like I said, I don't just do my comics that I have on my website.
Oh.
So, for example, like my dad, I make sea moss smoothies. Like, I just made some infused honey. So, I'm going to give you some of this too.
Do you use the purple or the wild craft or what?
For honey?
No, for sea moss.
I think it's wild craft.
It is. What color is it?
It's it's like a beige color. I don't want
okay,
to say
yeah.
it wrong.
Yeah, that's the one that I know about. But I also discovered there was a purple one, wild craft. That's even better.
Yeah. So, I didn't even know it was a purple one until, like, I looked deeper into it.
Yeah, so I'm looking for the purple one, so if you find that one.
Oh, I'm going to wear something that's purple.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Can you share it with me?
That's actually why I used to get my own instead because I started making my own.
Okay. Okay. Excuse me. Can you text that to me?
Yeah, I can.
Wonderful. Greatly appreciate that. In case you're wondering who we're talking to this morning, it is Cassia Alderson. She is the youth entrepreneur, owner of Feminine Divine Essentials. So when you go to the website, remember not to put an S at the end of the word essential. It is.
See, let me tell you about how I messed myself up.
Oh, okay.
So,
please do.
One of my struggles is that so it's Feminine Divine Essentials, but the website doesn't have the S on it. So that's just an issue that I missed that one.
Oh.
By accident. My apologies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, but it's there. That's all that matters.
Right. That's what I said. I was like, yeah, I can't even go back now. So I gotta...
There is no going back.
Right.
So, the fact that you not only cater to, I want to say children, but youth, but adults too. Do you often run into adults like myself who are just not familiar with some of the products like the Yoni we talked about?
Yeah. So a lot of people, they're kind of iffy about it, and some people don't kind of iffy about my age. That's why I was at first, I told myself, I'm not going to have a personal reveal. And I was kind of fearful of that.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like my age is going to impact how people view my product.
That was
that overthinking. This lady said to me, she said something about my egoism. My egoism brain was fighting the other brain that know that I can do it, that know that I have the capability of making this product. So I was thinking in that egoism mind, and I was like, well, I can't do a reveal because, they're going to think, what does she know? She's
right.
17. She doesn't know. And at the time, I was 16, I think, so he's like, what does she know?
Wow.
So I'm trying to present that.
Mm.
But ultimately, I couldn't do it, but then people still looked at it, and I got a positive feedback from it.
What was your first acne experience? How did you react when you noticed you had acne? Did you panic? Did you freak out? Did you cry?
I just remember feeling so insecure, I did not want to go out, and I know I'm still beautiful and stuff like that, but it's just I just really wanted to get rid of it, it was really a bother for me, and I couldn't wear makeup, so I couldn't cover it up with makeup and make myself feel better about it. And, the only time I wore makeup was for my birthday because I still had it around my birthday and I wanted to take pictures. So I was then I had to do it and wash my face afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my main issue with my acne. And I came into contact with people who have, had the same problems with acne like I do. And I just told them, if you need help, I'm here and stuff like that.
Aww.
Not only is that a physical thing that happens to you, it's a mental thing as well. So And, like, I also be, I read books about, you know, herbs and stuff like that. Like, let me look at this book real quick.
Okay. I'm so glad she said that, because at the age of 17, she had that issue. I had that issue at the age of 30-something. And I remember one summer, it was hot as hell. And I was allergic to tomatoes and didn't know it. Every time I ate one, I'd break out under my eyes, the back of my neck, and in the fold of my arm. Isn't that a weird
yeah.
place?
Yeah. So to me, I feel like it's all about listening to your body.
What did you say? Ask your body?
Yes, ask your body, what do you like? What do you need? What do you need? Your body does the functioning for you. It's not just that your brain is working. It's your mind and it's your body that's functioning. Your body is like a machine that you take care of it, it'll take care of you.
Girl, where'd you get all this wisdom from? You too young to be knowing all of this, girl. Where did it come from? Granny, grandpa, I know it came from somebody.
Just everybody. Just everybody that's around. Take care of your body and take care of you. So I was going to get this book for my birthday, but I couldn't wait. So I just went ahead and bought it.
Okay.
Called The Encyclopedia of Urban Medicine. So this book has, like, hundreds of remedies and, recipes for, like, issues, for, like, headaches, ginger, any type of thing that you may be dealing with. I'm like, 1,000% sure of it in this book.
I'm so glad you said that. Headache.
And then I have some more, too. Let me go get it. I'm sorry,
okay, I'm so glad you said that, because we have been conditioned in this country that when you have a headache, grab a Tylenol. Grab an ibuprofen.
I don't take any type of medicine anymore. I had a headache one day, and I was sick, and that's because I had stopped eating meat, and then I ate meat again.
Body is talking to you, girl.
Yeah. And I really need to get back to the no meat thing. I'm really trying to, like, right now, once we're done right here, I gotta go make a list about all the stuff that me and recipes and stuff like that, so I can make sure that I'm eating, I'm getting all my calories and things while taking care of my body.
I'm so glad you said that, because, Kasia, we were brought up on meat. And we don't realize that especially the meat that we eat, has everything to do with acne or body disruptions, a pimple, a boil, a cyst, anything. The meat is poison, and we are putting poison in our system. And you just said it. You had a reaction. You got sick immediately.
Yeah, because I stopped doing it because I felt bad. This was one point in three in my time, but I just really wasn't liking meat. Like I felt weird. I didn't really like it. Like every time I would look at it, it wouldn't look good to me, and I don't know why. I don't know why it wasn't like that way for a while, but then I just ate it again because I was hungry.
Uh-huh.
It just didn't work for me. Like,
wow.
My body was like, she just said no. Like, I don't really like this, and like, I need to start taking my own advice and start listening to my body again and giving her all the stuff that she needs.
I love the fact that you said give her all the stuff that she needs. I love that. So many of us, you know, our bodies are always talking to us, but we don't always listen, because we listen to outside influences. What's the name of that book?
It's called Alkaline Herbal Medicine.
Oh.
All these books are off of Amazon, so you can get them at Amazon. I think this book was, $9?
Mm-hmm.
And this book right here, it usually is $40, but I got it for $23.
Oh, wow. How did you do that?
Amazon had a sale, so I told my mom and my sister to get it for my birthday, but then I was like, $23 versus $40. I'm like, I'm just going to go buy it.
Yeah, makes sense to me. makes it sweet.
And then I got this one. So rosemary dust for the recipe.
Okay.
This is the book I use to help make my tea. So,
oh.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that book?
Oh, it's called Herbal Recipes for Rising Toast.
All righty now. Deborah Smith, our third Saturday host, is a travel agent, and our travel agent, and she says, Grand Rising Queen and Princess, yes, we have a princess among us today, yes, we do. Girl, you need to be doing a show here on the Female Solution, because you're not just showing us products, you are showing us a way of being. You are teaching us. Because the things that you said, a lot of it I know, but a lot of it I don't know. And to be learned and to be mentored by you.
Thank you.
Kudos. It's raise up a child, honey. And the child will treat you right if you treat them right. So, wow, powerful. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on here this morning teaching us. Teaching us, not just showing up and saying, look at my products, go buy, but teaching us why we need the products and the benefits, and then having proof of the benefits. Now, do you have those before and after pictures on your website?
Yes.
Good. Good.
It's all important stuff like that, and I heard that this one lady, she talked with me, she said if you eat, like, meat from, like, Trader Joe's or something like that, they have, like, a healthier benefit to them. So, like, the meat from Trader Joe's, the thing is the, you know how they say cage-free chicken and stuff
like that?
Yeah. Can't really believe that. Like, I don't personally believe it, but, yeah. So, he said that it's almost like eating a plant. So, I haven't tried it yet, but I don't know. I'm going to think about it.
Okay. I don't care how they dress it up. It's still meat. It's still processed, and it's not designed for our bodies. And you know, we were just raised like this to just eat.
Because I saw this one post. It was saying that you know, for it, you have to cook it in order for you to eat it.
Ah.
Yeah. So, whereas animals, they just eat it raw.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know so much about, you know, if it's cooked, then it's a dead food, right? It's dead. And we are live individual beings, and we are electrical. So we are putting food in our bodies that is not alive, it's dead. So it weakens the organs as we progress, as we age, and we wonder why we have these ailments because we're eating dead processed food.
That's why I said everything in your body is connected. Like I said, I'm just trying to get my stuff in the straight and narrow when it comes to that to make sure everything is okay with me.
And go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So because once you notice, like, once you feel good internally, you'll start to project that outside of your body.
You are absolutely right. You cannot share something that you are not experiencing. If you don't have any experience in it, you definitely can't share it. If you just joined us, we're talking with entrepreneur, 17-year-old entrepreneur, Kasia Alderson of Feminine Divine Essentials. And she is not just sharing information, she is teaching us. And I want to thank the teacher in you for being so open and just so loving and just so sharing. Because, you know, in our community, lots of times, we ain't sharing nothing. Because some have that crab mentality where if I can't get nothing, you can't get anything either. As Ayala Van Zant would say until today, because Kasia Alderson just proved it all wrong. How about that?
Yeah, I still give my friends, like, little things and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, take this, take that.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, you know, some are not everybody can take. So I said, watch how your body reacts to it. Make sure that your body says yes to it.
Yes, because the body is always talking, so be sure that you are always listening. And right now, we just want you to listen to this promo, take our last break, and we will be right back.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Minutes of the show, Feminine Divine Essentials with youth entrepreneur Kasia Alderson. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning. You just heard the promo for Self-Care with Jody Susan. And on Wednesday, it's Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. On Thursday, it's Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and on Friday, Health and Wellness with Viata. Now, all the shows are in the archives. If you missed it, it's from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com. You can always go back in the archives. It's there 24/7. And it's always on our social media as well, facebook.com/HLNTV1, and my page, Zelda Speaks. Why do I have a... That is not good. Do I need to close something out here? I don't think that's it. Why am I hearing an echo? I'm not hearing an echo now. Okay, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. We've got the last half hour. Oh, and we will be announcing. Oh, I forgot to mention the weekend shows. First Saturday, Nonviolent Communications with Jana. She's our London, England correspondent. Our second Saturday and third Saturday is Move Around with Deborah. Fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. And you can hear them all 24/7 in the archives. Coming up I'm waiting on our talent manager, Falake Kende, will be joining us before we go off the air so she can announce the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which was just this past Saturday. It is the fourth Saturday of every month here, and we had some phenomenal talent this weekend. We had singers, actors, and a yo-yo. You ever heard of a yo-yo? Do you know what a yo-yo is? Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's old school for real. We had a guy named Zion he did like four or five different, you got to go to the page and see it. I've never seen anything like it before. And
I feel like I know where
it's going. I'm sorry, say it again.
I feel like I know where it's going. He's juggling all at once.
Yeah, it was a yo-yo. He was doing tricks with it, and he didn't miss a beat. Like I said, the first time I did one and I hit myself upside the head, I'm like, no, I'm through with this. And then it's not a sport. It's not a sport that we, as a people, indigenous people, subscribe to. It's not something that we do. And then for him to be a winner, I didn't say he was a winner here. He was a winner at some of the competition because I don't want y'all to think I'm giving away the winner already because Falak is going to come on and tell us. It was just phenomenal to see that. But you know what? It's just like that. Any sport that we participate in, we have a tendency to excel because that's just who we are. That's what we do.
Yeah, my brother, he plays golf.
Does he? How old is he?
He's just
22, and he's playing golf.
Yeah, he plays golf in school. He goes to Lemoyne in Memphis.
Say that again.
He goes to Lemoyne
only
in Memphis.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that. My folks are from Memphis, Tennessee. I know all about Memphis, Tennessee. I'm on the phone with my cousin this morning. Wow. And he may be the next Tiger Woods. We never know.
Right, he's really good.
Wow. And he's 20.
22.
I don't remember the name of the movie, but there's a movie out with Venus and Serena Williams. Is it called The King or something?
I think it's called King. I need to watch that movie.
Yes, we need to watch that movie. I don't know if it's out, but I've seen advertisements, and I know that he was raising them as little 2-year-olds, 2 and 3 years old. He was raising them then.
It looks like it's going to be a very good movie, especially since Will Smith in it. So, he'll miss a beat.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, it's just the youth are phenomenal, and I want to thank you for being the phenomenal young lady that you are, because you could have went somewhere else. You could have went somewhere else with this, and we would have never known the things that we know here today on the Female Solution. We would not know those things. Well, we probably would learn them at some point in time, but we just didn't know them this morning. So the fact, I want to thank your mom. What's your mom's name, your mom and your dad?
Dolores Alderson and Marcus Alderson.
Dolores and Marcus Alderson. Dolores and Marcus Alderson. And the fact that you come from a two-parent home makes all the difference in the world. You are in the city of Chicago, yeah, right? Are you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how, I don't know if I told the story. I don't think I did. Our executive producer, Naima Latif, met you at an event. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Well, So it was the African fest. I mean, people call it, I forgot what other people call it, but my mom just called it the African fest.
It's the African Festival of the Arts, but everybody calls it the African fest.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody calls it something different.
Right, right, right.
So I was at the African fest, and I was just selling my products, explaining them and stuff like that. Like, I've been practicing for a while with different venues. I had practiced them, and I practiced talking, speaking about my products and stuff like that. And my mom, she helps me every step of the way. So she just makes sure that I'm giving back to what I actually want to give y'all, like quality and stuff like that, while also giving back knowledge. Like, a woman, like, she said she had a problem with, like, menopause, something like that. She was still hot, and she was still imbalanced or something like that. And so I just gave her, like, some of the books that I had for her to read some of these books and stuff like that. You don't even have to buy anything, like, just read some of these books. And I was like, well, you know, you can get the pantry if you want or something like that, or just take different types of food. Food is one of the first best things. Mm. Okay, so if I have a bad experience for this, what am I going to have about this one? So it's all about trial and error.
I'm so glad you said that, because teas are my friends. You know, you open up my cabinet and you expect to see a lot of herbs and you see a lot of tea. Because I love tea.
I started drinking this tea called mango ginger.
Oh, no, you don't, girl. Girl, let me go get my tea. Talk about that mango ginger.
So the mango ginger, my friend's mom gave it to me. And she just told me to try it. Ever since, I've been on it. I think I got it right here, too. Hold on,
I got it. You got it. We got it. Let's show it.
I'm a tea connoisseur, honey. I'm a tea girl. Everybody talking about coffee. Y'all can have it. What you say, baby?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Girl, come on now. What you know about that? Levels of tea, girl. I'm drinking some tea right now. You better recognize. Everybody drink pop, you know, to each his own. When your kidneys wear out, you know, you'll come around and bring some tea. But this is a tea I discovered. Are you familiar with this?
I've never heard of that. What is that?
T-U-L-S-I, Tulsi. It's a floral aromatic tea rose or sweet velvety. I'm just saying, after a long day, hot or cold, you sit and drink a cup of tea, it will relax you. Just like that breathing exercise we did this morning at 7:15 that we always do at 7:15 on Monday morning mindfulness, it will put you in such a calm state. And I only drink non-decaffeinated teas. This is a tea called, can you see that?
Robo.
I was in South Africa in 1996, and I discovered this tea, and I thought it was only a South African tea. Well, it is, because it comes from South Africa. It's a red bush tea, and they pronounce it, let me get my R right, rooibos tea. They call it rooibos. I'm trying to imitate my African brother.
That's the state of name, so.
And rooibos only means red bush, so that's it. And here's another favorite. You saw me drinking this morning. Cold throat, anytime you have, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning is an early time to be talking, so I want to coat my throat. This is not cold throat, but it was the closest thing they had to it. It's called Throat Comfort, so that's one of my teas. And last but not least, this is a tea I found. Hibiscus. Can you see that? Girl, if you ain't had hibiscus tea, you have not lived. That's all I got to say about that. So you talk about tea.
She put hibiscus in her tea. It's
good. Yeah, and you can mix them too in cold in the summertime. Put some ice in it. Oh, how hurt yourself? How did we get off on tea? Cause it's the good stuff we need to be drinking, not pop and Kool Aid, milk and all other stuff. You just need some tea.
Cold beer.
Yeah, that's
no,
how I'm.
No, you didn't say that.
Cold beer.
Did my husband just say a cold beer? No, dear, we are not recommending cold beers. We are recommending tea. T-E-A. Rooibos. throat comfort. Hibiscus. I swear this is, I'm going to make some of this morning. This tea is so good. And this tea here, Tulsa, I'm just sorry. People always ask me, what you drinking in the morning? You can always count on me drinking some tea in the morning. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to drink a lot of water in the morning.
Yes. First thing in the morning, because the body has fasted all night. So it's important that we put something into it that is water, put water in the well, because it's a well, and we're empty because we've been lying flat all night, so we need something to rejuvenate us in the morning, to wake the organs up so they can go and do what they need to do.
Right.
Flush. Vieta says, that's Yogi tea and has been a favorite brand here at Ashram in Altamont. Yeah. We love the teas. And I found a mixture of teas. We were at the Women of Wonder first annual retreat in Altamont, Florida, and this is where I found a bunch of these yogi teas. I can't remember. I didn't know that they have like a mixture of the teas, but anyway, I found all of that. So thank you for that, Viata. We greatly appreciate that.
And this tea is hard to find in the store, so I have to buy like a whole pack off of Amazon.
Really? Is it?
I used to got it from Walmart, and Walmart didn't have it anymore. So.
Well, see, I get them from Whole Foods. And I don't shop at Whole Chick all the time. I just go there for certain things. And tea is one of them.
Yeah, that's
because Whole Foods is ridiculously priced. And it's for people who wanna shop there, who like, you know, spending extra money. You know, thinking they're getting a better deal for their buck. You know, see, just all. Just not with my dollar.
That's the store that you get certain things. So
yeah, certain things. Tea.
I get my pineapple juice from there, but I don't think it's
certain juices. Yeah, but just to go in there and go shopping, to come out and spend $500, and you got two shopping bags. I don't think so. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Oh, yeah, please post your comments on our YouTube page, How You're Learning TV Show. Our youth talent manager will be calling in shortly. She's going to give us the winners for the talent contest. Let's try to take a couple of calls before we end. We got like 10 minutes here. 708-431, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what is your question for our guest today?
Good morning, Z. This is Q calling from Maywood, Illinois. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Q. Thank you so much for calling us. We're wonderful. I have the princess with me today, youth entrepreneur Kasia Alderson of Feminine Design Essentials.
Right. First thing, Ms. Alderson, I want to congratulate you on your accomplishments and what you're doing, and congratulate your parents on keeping you focused.
Yes.
And know that we are all lifting you up in prayer and encouraging you to go on, go on, go on.
Yes, girl. Go on, go on, go on. We love it. 17 years old. When you were 17, were you an entrepreneur at that point?
Yeah, because I had a lawn care business. I had started a lawn care business. Yeah,
my
I had already started.
He does lawn care.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Well, he definitely is all right with me then. Secondly, Zelda, I have learned more terms for female parts today than I ever learned in professional school. I want to thank you, ladies, for dialogue that blows the mind. Thirdly, I have learned that either tea or cold beer is the secret to the elixir of life. See the things you learn on the Female Solution that you can't find anywhere else?
That was too funny. What, say that again, Cassia.
The fastest way to get something in your system.
You are absolutely right. Deborah Smith says, I'm ordering my yogi tea on Amazon today, right on, Deborah. I'm lazy. I don't like shopping either. I'll go to Amazon, too. And I can't stay at Amazon, but, you know, the service is there and it's free, and I ain't got to go stand in line and be bothered with folks. And, you know, I'm sorry. Until you come up, until femininedivineessential.com come up with some tea, we're going to order from Amazon. But right now, we want you to get some tea so we can order tea from you, girl.
Okay.
Just give it Amazon all that money. Let's keep that money at home in the community. So you have it right there. I will definitely order some tea. And I think Dr. Q will order some tea, too. Won't you, Dr. Q?
Oh, yes, I will. I'm hoping tea is tea, though, because on this show, I'm not even sure what's going on right now, but I'm cool. I'm cool.
Well, Cassia is just telling us about her experience as an entrepreneur, as a young entrepreneur, some of the challenges that she experienced, and even more so the reward she is experiencing now, because right about now, she is a leader in the community. Her wetting her feet in this arena and doing what many others have an idea in their head, but they're afraid to move forward. So what do you tell them, Cassia? What do you tell them, Cassia?
So, like for example, like I say with my friends, like, I just tell them that, you know, it's rewarding at the end. Like, you really got to be into what you're doing, because I notice with myself, when I'm not into something, mm-hmm. I do not put my all into it.
Ooh.
And, you know, with the stuff, I had to, like, really take a step back and make sure that what I wanted to do, I was doing for the long run. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I'm like, well, you can't just get you to all these substances and stuff like that and then just take it away. So I want, like, this is something you for sure want to do. Like, mm. once I go to college and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm still going to carry that out as well. So
what do you plan on studying?
Business administration. So I want to learn about the, you know, finance and stuff. Because you don't want to get all this stuff and not know how to manage your money.
You are absolutely right.
I was majoring in entrepreneurship and accounting under entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. And somebody wants to stick their hand in the camera and make a comment that they're making over there on the side. Come.
And it says a very smart young lady.
She needs to see your face.
Yeah.
That's my husband. Stick your finger ahead.
Yeah, and I hope a lot of young people take heed, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're proud of you, bro.
Proud of you, yeah.
We're proud of you. Yes, ma'am. Because you're doing something a lot of 60, 70-year-olds have not done. So you full speed ahead, girl. They're listening and they're watching. Deborah Smith says, you need to know, baby, it's the female solution. Yes, it is, because this girl has the female solution. We're going to take, I'm sorry, I just kicked that call off. My bad, I'm sorry, y'all. Whoever you are, just call back, because my fingers are kind of big, and they just all over the place. Dr. Q, did you want to leave her a closing comment before you go?
Yes, I did. I simply want to once again reemphasize that we are genuinely proud of you. Keep up the great work. Stay focused. And by the way, Zelda, did you notice she did not say, and I like this, if I go to college. She said, when I go to college. That
yes.
says it all right there.
Yes, yes.
Have a great day. Love you guys. I'll be in touch soon.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Dr. Keith. And we appreciate we appreciate Dolores and Marcus. Alderson. We appreciate them, and they need to know, in case no one has told you, because I know your kids give you the blues all the time. That's what kids do. That's what children do. But you need to know that the work that you have done, that you have put in for this young lady, I'm talking strictly to Dolores and Marcus, I know she has given you some challenges. I know you have had some sleepless nights. I know you've had some discussions about what we're going to do with this girl until today. Am I telling all your business, Cassie?
Yes.
But that's okay. Because look at it. Look what has happened. Look how this venture has turned out. Gotcha. Look at the little business mogul that you have shaped. Just by your presence, just by being parents. So kudos to Dolores and Marcus Alderson for being the wonderful parents, parents of the day here on the Female Solution, because they had the insight to let you flow. And don't say, girl, don't nobody want to be involved with no act. There ain't nobody going to buy that stuff. They allow you to do what you're doing today because you're not in an apartment on your own. You're in your mom's house, right?
Yeah.
In your dad's house. So you're not in a place where you're paying rent and all the bills and all the other stuff that come along with it being a homeowner or an apartment dweller. You have the pleasure and the privilege of being in an environment that is conducive to your well-being, that helps you. So with that being said, thank you, Marcus and Dolores Alderson. You've done a wonderful job. Please continue to support her because we will always support her here on the Female Solution. We greatly appreciate you. Yes, we do. So the daughter of Dolores and Marcus Alderson leaves us with a closing comment on those who are listening who have, especially youth, adults too, but especially youth, who have an idea and they just don't have a clue as to what to do, how to go forward. What do you do? What do you say to them?
Start research. Start finding your target. Start talking to your friends, family, and stuff like that because they'll be there with you. My first 16 orders were friends and family. So that's vital, and then they reached out to their friends and stuff like that. So it's also like a chain reaction. Like, especially with black people, they always will try to help you and reach out to you and extend to you and stuff like that. So we'll go through your identity as well. And then we'll make sure to do everything for the right reason.
Okay, wonderful. So with that being said, I want to bring on screen the young lady who is responsible for your being here today, and that is the teacher, Naima Lateef.
Yes. Well, you know, I recognize a star when I see one, and I said, oh, we have to introduce her to the world because, you know, whenever you start out young with something, and you know, you mentioned Tiger Woods and Serena and Venus, and I think Minister Trump mentioned Oprah Winfrey, who got into radio at 19, I think. And you look what happens when you start early. You become such a leader in the field. You become just a giant because you early. Young people now are really I mean, you might even, I see a beauty college that you have founded. one day. Mm-hmm. You know, teaching what you do, mm-hmm. and I'm keeping this into existence.
Okay.
And teaching your method, yeah. Teaching all about the earth. I mean, all of the exciting classes that you're going to be taking, everything from the science of herbs and branching out into, you know, just all kinds of things that's going to enhance your business. I see it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So think about what you
want to
call that university that you
want to. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Because she's already ahead, so we may as well keep her ahead.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I just recently visited my colleagues, and, like, they have, like, different, like, outlets where, like, you get internships or, like, Facebook and stuff like that. So I was thinking about stuff that can help me in that type of way.
Yeah. And just think how education is expanding so that people can be taught all around the world and not have to travel. So, I mean, you might even start out with online classes. I mean, there's so many things. It's launching, but most of all, changing our thoughts so that we understand that our skin is speaking to us when it's showing us problems. So that there's something internal that needs to be corrected. I'm just so honored that you have taught us today and inspired us.
Yes.
To those who've been thinking about a product, you know, go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're 16, 17, 18 years old. If you have an idea, that's the creator saying you are the instrument through which we're going to teach the world this new thought that they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So be that instrument of the creator.
Mm-hmm.
Follow that inspiration.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So thank you for being an inspiration that you are to all of us, Kathy.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Tell your mom and dad we appreciate them.
Okay. For being the gateway, as
yes.
Mama AC said, for being the gateway through which you think.
Yes. So you want to say anything, any closing thoughts to your viewers and listeners?
Well, you know, just like I said before, just make sure that everything that we're doing, it goes to the
community
and to others. It's not always a simple thing, but the end result is very much worth it.
All right. From the mouths of babes.
Yeah.
Right here on the Female Solution. Thank you, Cassia. We appreciate you. Tell mom and dad we appreciate them too. And feel free to watch the after show as it begins right now with Naima Latif.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye now. All right. All righty. That was Cassia Alderson. And now it is time for the after show with Naima Latif. But I have to say this before we leave. We are to announce the winners of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which was sponsored by StreamYard. And the winner is, drum roll, please. Lord have mercy. Somebody's going to be happy and somebody's going to be disappointed. Are you holding your breath? Hold it no more. I just got word because the votes are still coming in, and we told you that the votes had to be in by midnight, Sunday night, which was last night. Well, guess what? The votes are still coming in. And see, Naima, that's why we have to put a deadline, because people will wait to the last minute. Because, you know, people, we had Australia contestants, Bulgaria.
Yeah, I think that there are people on different time zones.
Right.
So midnight, you guys say we're time zone.
Yeah. Oh, we so, did say Central Standard Time.
And they got to know that that might mean, you know, 5 a.m. where they're at.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes it's hard to, when you're dealing with, the time is now, but in
right.
terms of clock time is
right.
different depending on where you are on the globe.
Right.
So it's an interesting reality.
So unfortunately, fortunately, there's a tie. Yes, there is a tie. And that tie is between two people. And two of them are, actually, they were the first two contestants. And the first contestant was Janessa Ha. She's 15 years old, an actor from Australia. And Mark Tieford was the second actor. He is 19. He is from Bulgaria. And right now, they are both tied.
Yeah,
they are
okay.
both tied.
24-hour extension of the voting, and till midnight tonight, Central Time?
Yeah, because there was a problem on YouTube. Some of the votes didn't show up, and I posted some yesterday, but it's like, I don't know what is with this YouTube channel, but it's a tie. That's all I can say.
Wow.
It's a tie between contestant number one, Janissa Ha, and contestant number two, Mark Tiefert. And I suggest that you go to our YouTube channel if you would like to vote so we can break that tie. You can go there right now by going to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. Yeah, I'm putting that in. So you can go there right now and type in YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And for those who may be having an issue on YouTube like we were having, they can also go to our Facebook page, which is HLN TV 1. So you have a choice, Facebook.com, HLN TV 1, or YouTube.com. And go there now. Don't wait until midnight.
And then you, by the time the internet finally stops spinning, you missed it.
Right. So please go there right now and vote. The children are there. It is the YouTube channel is Higher Learning TV Show. And I am going to pull up the screen right about now so you can see the videos. It is from the September Global. Oh, let me put the audio off on that. It's from the September Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and I want to share that with you right now so you can see contestants. And I'm not going to show the whole because you need to look at that on your own. But at least you can see it. Let me forward fast that a little bit so you can see some of the contestants there. And
you know what? Howard told me. He told me. He said, "Gene, we were back on in the 90s,
okay.
And here we are in the millennium now. So the people that were listening back in the 90s aren't the same people that are listening today.
No, they're not."
So he's like, you got to start all over again, man, and let them know who Airman is.
I love that question.
I have to say that because Gene's starting a new show, but I'm going to show you the actual contestants, so let me go back.
Well, it served my purpose, and Howard was so right, so now.
So let me go up to some of the children so you can see some of the children perform. Oh, there's Janissa Ha. So vote now. That's Janissa Ha from Sydney, Australia.
Why? Were you jealous?
So that's
was
what
that it? God, do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
So now I'm going to send you
the
to
one that seems confident.
To the second contestant. That
because
is Mark Tiefert from Bulgaria. So you can go there right now, and you can choose who.
Can they choose one of the other contestants just in case? So
they
might end up.
Yeah, they can.
They might end up surpassing.
Oh wow, I didn't think about that. Yeah. So yeah, we've got five. Janissa Ha from Sydney, Australia. She's 15. We have Mark Tiefert from Bulgaria. He's 19. Ali Keel from Chicago. I'm sorry, from L.A. He's 19. He's an artist. Number four is Zion Wilson. He is from Chicago. He's a yo-yo champion, and he's 18 years old. So you got to midnight tonight. So you can go to our YouTube channel right now. Central Standard Time, yes. Go to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show.
I wanted to catch up 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Well, okay. So how about just vote right now? How about that? And that way, just vote right now. So right now, I'm going to go get me some tea and let Naima take it away with the after show. I'm going to, which tea am I going to have today? I haven't had this in a hibiscus. Like hibiscus? Yeah. Had to have some hibiscus. Good tea, y'all. Go take it away. Okay, Naima, I'm going to get me some tea.
All right.
Go ahead, girl.
Well, I think there's a lot to be learned from today's show and the fact that we have someone who did not allow age to be a restriction on launching a vision. And we learned that if your parents are supportive, then there are no limitations to what you can achieve. So this is why parenting and parenting as a team is so critical. Because when you have both of you that are encouraging, it just helps in the well-being of the person who has come through you for the purpose of achieving their purpose. No one's here by accident. Everybody is here for a purpose. So when you get an inspiration to do something, that is letting you know this is your purpose. Many of us have ideas of something that we want to do and start. But then we talk ourselves out of it. We first of all don't have enough money. Oh, well, you know, nobody's going to believe in this. And so we talk ourselves out of doing the thing that would make it possible. But what did our guest Kathy say she did? She saw the problem. Okay, I got acne. And I don't want to have acne. These other products aren't working. Let me research and find what actually helps with skin. And then you research and you find, well, your skin is an expression of your internal system. So what gets the toxins out of your internal system? Oh, well, these natural plants will do that. So then she starts thinking about how to create a product. Now, how many of us have thought of an idea and we didn't move on it? And then maybe a few years later, that same idea appeared on the market. And we thought, I thought of that. But you didn't believe that you were worthy of being the one to introduce that. In fact, you were the one. That's why you got the inspiration. All of us are expressions of divine mind, the creative force of the universe. All of us. And so when you get an idea, that is because it's your purpose to be able to bring forth that idea for the betterment of yourself and the collective family of Earth. That's why you're here, to make things better. So when you get an idea, follow it through. Now, I have a couple of products. I have several products that I want to introduce. And listening to the show today has made me decide not to procrastinate any longer. I'm going to get the patent for that idea that I have. I've been talking about it in my mind for several years. Today, I'm going to apply for the patent for it because I've been inspired.
Is that Corona Man?
Well, that's one thing, but I have another thing that I haven't talked about. And I'll probably talk about it maybe in the weeks to come. I'm going to get the patent for today because I know the more I procrastinate, one day I'm going to see it on TV being advertised. I'm thinking, I saw that.
Girl, I can't tell you how many times, and you want to beat yourself up afterwards.
Yes. So the thing is to do it, because this is your purpose. And when you have a purpose, you have a passion. And when you're passionate about it, nobody has to make you do it. Now, nobody's going to have to make Cassie get up and go to class in the morning. She's passionate about that because she wants to learn what's going to enhance her business, her product, her inspiration. And when you have a passion, that's what you should be doing with your life. So that's what you should be learning about so you can perfect it, so that you can share it with the human family, which is to help yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us, that's what we're here for. We're here to serve. We're here to enjoy. We're here to enhance. We're not here to be enslaved to somebody doing some job we hate. Mm-hmm. Now, every job that's being done, it's a necessary job. But it may not be your purpose in life. So wise parents will observe what their child has a natural interest toward, and they'll expose them to many things in order to give them ideas of what they can become. So when you see your child being inspired to do something, then encourage them and give them opportunities to learn and grow. And then once you see that this is their purpose, then encourage
them toward that. And don't put any ceilings on their aspirations.
Thank you.
So all of us are here to help all of us who are here. All of us are here to give to the collective society. All of us are here to help make it better and to enjoy life while we're doing it. So just imagine if you're excited about your job every day, every morning, you get up, and you're excited about the work that you're doing, you're excited about giving your creative energy, you would never get tired, you would never get sick.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that hypnotherapist Dolores Cannon said is when you are living your purpose, you don't get sick.
Mm.
You don't get sick. Because sickness comes as a result of the stress from being unhappy. And then that unhappiness, that vibration of unhappiness, frustration, sadness, you're directing it at the organs in your body.
Ooh.
And that's what sickness is.
Mm.
Your body is talking to you, like Cassie said. Your body is talking to you. Listen to your body. It's telling you when you are unhappy, which means you're not living your purpose.
Mm.
There's something inside of you that is displeased, and the vibration of that displeasure manifesting in your physical illness.
Mm.
So when you live your passion, there is no negative vibration coming toward any of the organs in your body, and so you don't get sick. It's
real.
Mm. And, you know, I'm so pleased that we have such a wonderful team of hosts that give us information and inspiration and expose us to so much knowledge so we can begin to live the life we're supposed to live. We're not here to suffer. We're here to enjoy all that Earth has to offer, and we're here to enhance it. So if we can live lives without fear of losing things because we're not making enough money on a job that we hate, if we can eliminate all of that, just imagine, I think Jovi says, you can live to be 120 years old, and we can, and beyond, because our bodies are meant to constantly regenerate cells. We don't have to leave here until we're ready. It's like, okay, I've learned enough, I've had enough experiences, I'm tired, I'm ready to go.
Yep.
We don't have to suffer our way out of here with illnesses that are manifesting as a result of our frustration at not living our purpose. And so one of the things, and I've talked about it before, I'm developing the system, but I'm putting the thought out there now. We are living on a planet that is giving us everything we need for absolute. It does not cost to live.
Nope.
The bodies that we have are temporary vessels that we're inhabiting while we're here for this wonderful Earth experience. To live in joy and to share with others and to express our creative energy, our creative ideas, our creative thoughts so we can enhance life. But it doesn't cost to live. Mother Earth is giving us everything for free. The only thing we have to do is share our time and our talent with each other. All the resources belong to everybody who's here. So the idea of owning something and withholding it from other people, that's incorrect thinking. We've been thinking incorrectly, and that's why we're in conflict. All we have to do is remove the wrong thought and understand that we collectively are sharing this space because none of us own anything. You're going to give this body back to Earth where you borrowed it from, because everything that's building your body, you got it from the Earth. Everything that you are building, your vessel that you live in, does not belong to you. It belongs to the Earth, and you're going to give it back when your life force energy leaves and returns to the collective energy of the universe that we call God. That's what this journey is. So when we understand, we will create systems which empower us to live in peaceful harmony as a collective. body that shares everything, and nothing costs anything, and no one is working for anyone. We're all working to enhance life for everyone. And yesterday's show, when Viata talked about ants and how they live, everybody just cooperates and shares, and they do their particular task, and it helps the whole body. Well, that's what Earth is going to look like as we raise our consciousness to a higher level of understanding of our purpose. Instead of seeing ourselves as competitors who have to fight for limited resources, we'll understand that there is no limitation. Earth is plentiful and vast enough to support all life. There is no need to fear that there's not enough or that there's too many people. We have to kill some people.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct thinking. There is so much space available that we're not even using. So there is no lack. And there is no need to fight for something because there is enough for everyone. There is enough. And there are so many ways we can enjoy what we have. And there's so many ways we can discover what we're being given by Mother Earth to enhance our lives, enhance our bodies. We want to travel faster than our feet can go. Well, there are ways of traveling that don't pollute the air or the water. And we're going to discover them. And many things have already been discovered. There are people who already have had inspirations on how to create natural energetic systems of propelling ourselves using natural things, sound, gravity, wind, water. And it doesn't cost because all of these things are free. So right now, I got to work to be able to buy the gas to put my car. In the future, new free Earth, you will not have to do that because we'll understand that everything we're using is given to us for free. It's right here. And we're going to be able to use these things to enhance our lives. And it will cost us nothing because we will understand how to shoot. So what we're putting in place now is the beginning of a system to help us learn how to shoot. And it's called service. Sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. The website's being developed now to help us, first of all, recognize all the things that we know how to do, all of our creative energy that we can share with others, and then all the possessions that we have. And most of us are, on some level, hoarders. We got a whole bunch of junk that we don't use. It's not really junk. It's valuable to somebody. We just need to give it to them.
Yeah.
I mean, clothes that we don't wear, shoes we don't wear, all kinds of items that we just have collected over time. We hold on to them because maybe they have some type of memory. Most of the memories don't even remember what they stood for, but we still hold on to the stuff.
Have you been talking to Tony? I'm working on it. I promise you I'm working on it. I give away something every single day.
Well, see, that's the beginning because if you give, then another person is enhanced because it's something that they needed. They didn't have to buy it. And you weren't using it, just give it
right,
to them.
Right.
And it's something that you can do that they need you to do. Well, you know, just do it.
Right.
So we're developing means whereby we just share. Like we say all the time, just share.
Yeah.
Share your time, talent, and all of the things you know how to do. Share your items that you're not using. Just give, and it'll be given back to you. Now, for those who worry about, well, if I give all my stuff, and I don't have anything, and what about other people? They're going to take all my stuff. Okay, if you're still not at that level where you can trust, we have a system of keeping track of how much you give in terms of service to you. And kind of like for the work that you do, kind of like the time banking system, you know, an hour of your labor or minutes of your labor, you know, we calculate that in terms of you. So you can visualize, okay, what idea is worth so-and-so. And for items that you have, okay, they're worth, you know, X amount of service to you. But just for those people who are
concerned that things won't be fair. You know, if I give, what if I don't get anything back? Well, you might not get anything back from that person, but you'll get something from somewhere else. And somebody might give you something. You might not give them anything back, but you might get something from somewhere else, or you might give to someone else. So it's a way of everybody realizing that you have an abundance already of things you can do and things that you can give. So we're just creating a system to prepare us for the eventual society in which money does not exist. There is no need for money because we're simply sharing, we're interacting. And when there's no need for money, there's no exploitation, there's no anger, there's no conflict, there'll be no war. Because there's no need for war. There's nobody withholding what you need to live. There's no masses of people starving because people won't share food or won't share tools to farm or won't share energy to dig wells so they can have clean water. None of that exists. We're all sharing. So no one's angry. This is the world that we're creating. This is why we're seeing young minds that are preparing, because they will be living in that new world. And so the inspirations that they're receiving are for them to create things that will function and help enhance that new world that we are evolving into right now.
I have got to share this. You talk about sharing, Naima. There is a young lady I found on the internet. And I've got to show this, so I'm going to get out of this, but I've got to show this. This is you talk about you don't have the resources to do anything. This is something I found on, what is this, LinkedIn, I believe it is. It is, talk about making something out of nothing. Look at that.
Wow.
Making furniture out of tires. Okay, can you believe
that?
That
is so pretty.
Isn't that gorgeous? So don't say you don't have any money, because you don't need money. You need divine idea. That's all you need. And you already have that. You were born with it. You're just afraid to move on it. Look at this.
Wow.
Take a tire. Do you hear me?
That is creative.
A tire.
This is what we're talking about. Creative energy. I mean, just think of all the things that get tossed away as junk. And if we can recycle everything that we have been tossing away as garbage, then there will be no garbage. Because that's really what we need to do.
I remember in 1996, the first time I left America, and I went to Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, and there was a young man working with tires, and he took the tires, and I got them here somewhere because I kept them. I just always thought that was just, he made a pair of sandals out of some tires.
Wow.
And you can wear them because a lot of people were wearing them. And I mean, if you don't have money, you don't have a job, there are resources around you. You just have to look at them from a different perspective. Oh, they could have very well said, oh, that's old raggedy tire. I don't need that. They are building homes with tires. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Homes with tires. So go to LinkedIn when you feel yourself being as one who does not have the resources. Look at this. That's all you need to know. Look at that, and you will see that you already have all the resources you need. They're around. You just need to open your eyes and see them. That's powerful.
That is powerful. Yeah, you know, it's amazing what you discover other people doing. And this is why this powerful tool of the internet really helps us develop appreciation for each other. People are doing things that are inspirational, and they're enhancing life, and they're finding ways to solve problems.
Right.
Just like if you've got a skin problem, you know, you research and you discover ways of fixing it. A problem is an indication of what your purpose is. The problem is driving you to do something. So if you want to know why are you here, just look at the challenges in your life that you have. You are here to help correct those challenges, to help address and resolve those issues, because other people have them as well. So this is why you're here, to fix this particular problem that the human family is facing. And you're driven to do it because that problem is upsetting you so much. That is letting you know why you're here. So isn't it amazing? We are here to solve problems. We're here to create solutions. We're here to use our creative energy. We're here to use our intelligence. We're here to make life better. And everybody's here for a purpose. So isn't it wonderful to know that no matter what your circumstance is, no matter what your experiences are, it's all for your good so that you can discover and start living your purpose. It's amazing. And when you know that, then it erases whatever feeling you may have had of guilt or shame about something you went through. You went through that so that you could learn something so you could teach other people. That's what it was all for. There are no mistakes in the universe. Everything has a purpose. And the ultimate purpose is for us to learn how to love each other unconditionally and work together, cooperate together, and share.
This year. That's all. This year. You think you don't have any share? You think you don't have anything to share? Have you seen the people in Haiti? Have you seen the people in Afghanistan? If you think you don't have anything to share, you got two pennies, give one of them away. Give both of them away. How about
right.
that?
Right.
Because I promise you it's coming right back at you.
Coming right back to you.
Don't believe us. Don't believe nothing we're saying. Don't stop the press. Don't believe nothing we're saying. Go do it.
Right.
We can show you better than we can tell you.
That's right. Just give it away. And you'll be surprised, the more you give, the more you feel.
I'm loving it, and I hate
you're
to say it.
You're creating a vibration of abundance.
Yes.
And whatever vibration you're living in, that's the experiences you're attracting to yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
So if I'm giving, that's because I know I have. I have, so I can give. But if I ain't got enough. Well, then you'll always, even if you have enough, you'll still be living a life of poverty because that's what you're feeling and that's what you're believing.
Yep.
That's what you're creating.
You gotta feel it. Remember the song? Gotta feel it. Gotta feel it. How do you feel it? So what's the process? How do you feel it? Do you sit down? Do you close your eyes? Do you inhale? Do you exhale? Do you drink a cup of tea? How do you feel it, Naima?
Well, I recently learned from my very wise far away. I am so grateful. But what I've learned is that what you want to do is experience a feeling. That's what all life is about. You're trying to experience that feeling. And that feeling is one of joy, ecstasy, satisfaction, peace. You want to feel that. So people are doing all the various things they're doing in order to feel that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You can create that within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, children have mastered this.
Yes, they have imagination.
I mean, have you ever seen, I used to be one, a child has got all these imaginary friends and they're laughing and having fun and there's nobody in the room with them. That was me. 4 years ago, I had a town full of people and we had all kind of games we played together and we laughed. We had fun. We even fought. You know, we did all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this is fascinating because, I mean, I had all this activity going on in my bedroom and there was nobody in there but me. But, I mean, I had a lively time every day with these people that only existed in my imagination. But I had the feeling of having joy, having fun, having friends. And so I had that experience and your body reflects that feeling, you know, you get that uplift, you're happy, you're at peace, you're feeling joy. And so you can be just like a child in creating the feeling that you want.
imagining the situation that you want to be in. Imagine yourself living it. Don't think, oh, I can't go to the Bahamas, I don't have enough money. No, no, no. You want to feel what it's like being on the beach in the sunlight with the palm trees and the water, the beautiful feeling of the sun on your skin. Feel it. Experience. And you're creating the vibration of it. And you're experiencing the joy of it. It's the same as if you were there. Because what you really want in going there, you want the feeling of it. So just create the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to actually do it. Just create the feeling.
The feeling.
Because that is what is going to give you the pleasure that you're seeking.
Yes.
The internal feeling. Now, what happens is, when you have had a negative experience, it makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Like if somebody hits you or hollers at you or insults you, you feel bad. You feel bad at the feeling of being unworthy to receive love. That's a bad feeling.
Yes, it is.
So you spend your entire life trying to avoid that bad feeling.
And you
That's
can't.
What you do in trying to not feel bad. And every act that people perform that end up being hurtful to somebody else is really out of their fears of feeling that bad feeling. So just say, if somebody steals something from you, let's say they steal your car, that's pretty hurtful.
Yeah.
But what they're trying to avoid is the bad feeling of maybe having to walk somewhere because they don't have bus fare, or be ridiculed because they are driving a car, or to be out in the cold and not have a vehicle and not be able to get where they're going, or just the bad feeling that comes from not having. So they take yours because their fear is, of course, you're not going to share yours.
Right.
And they fear that they can't legitimately buy one because they fear that they not going to be allowed a job or an opportunity. So it's fear that makes them hurt others. Fear. That's really what makes people do what they do. Fearing the bad feeling that comes from not having something that they believe others will not share with them. So they take it. Now, I know that might sound strange. A lot of people just feel because they don't want to work, or they just feel because they're bad. No, they are trying to avoid a bad feeling. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand that, then you can have compassion for people, and then you can realize we can eliminate all of that. Just, first of all, create a society where everyone shares and everyone is given an opportunity to receive, and nobody is condemned for not having. Because one of the things that make people steal is somewhere in their life, someone made them feel bad for not having. You ever been ridiculed for not having the latest fashionable clothes or wearing shoes with holes in them? Ever been ridiculed, mocked, and picked on?
Who hasn't?
So people don't want to feel bad for not having. And so they take from others because they believe no one's going to share because people haven't shared.
Right.
So it's a bad feeling that you don't want to have. If we stop doing the things to people that cause them to feel bad, then they won't do bad things to avoid feeling bad. And we won't have any consequences. It's really simple. It's a simple thing. One of the things that we can do so that children don't spend an entire lifetime as adults trying to avoid the bad feeling that they had as children.
Mm-hmm.
Is to give children that experience of feeling bad. Because that's really what shapes you as an adult. All the things that you experienced as a child that made you feel bad, you spend your entire adult life trying to avoid that bad feeling. That's where addictions come from. That's where bad habits come from. That's where things like lying, stealing, cheating, all of that comes from some experience in your childhood when you were made to feel bad. And so you spend
your life trying to avoid feeling bad. Now, that to me, you know, having experience of poverty, the shame of poverty, the shame of not having, and even being physically assaulted, all kinds of things. So when you experience something bad, it makes such an impression that you will do anything to not feel that anymore. So what we have to do is, first of all, erase the bad memories from our past, so that we're not living our lives trying to avoid feeling bad. And learn how to create the good feeling. Use that powerful tool of our imagination. Now, some people might think, well, isn't that like living like a fantasy life? No. It's programming your mind to create that which you desire. Because if you can see it, you can be it. But if you stay back in that bad feeling, that's what you keep recreating. So you have to manage your mind. You have to manage your thoughts. You have to control your thoughts. And focus on what you want, not what you don't want, not what you fear, not what you experience that made you feel bad. Because you're going to stay in that vibration, and you're going to keep feeling bad, and you're going to keep creating bad because that's where you're experiencing life. But if you want a good feeling, you must create in your mind the experience of having that which you desire to have. And that will create the energy you need to do the thing to actually manifest in the physical the thing you desire. Now, there are teachings all over the internet, the secret, all those things that are basically teaching this very same principle.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for people to understand it because they don't want to let go of the anger and the hurt of the past. And they keep thinking, well, if I can just get vengeance on somebody, if I can make them pay for how they made me feel. No, that's not it. It's for you to stop thinking of that. Stop focusing on it. Stop re-feeling the bad feeling. And focus on and create the experience that you want to have. Stop focusing on that relationship where that person left you and made you feel abandoned and made you feel unlovable. Focus on the feeling of that loving partner that you're enjoying having fun with. You're enjoying companionship, you're enjoying experiences together. Focus on the feeling of that. Create that feeling inside yourself. And that's the vibration you'll be at, and that's what will be drawn to. Whatever it is you desire, feel the feeling of having it first. And that is your creative energy that's going to manifest. Now, our guest today, she didn't keep thinking about, oh, I got acne, or people laughing, oh, I can, oh, I feel bad, oh, you know. She thought about what it would be like to not have this skin condition.
Mm.
Well, think about it, then creates the energy to give you the desire to research and discover. But if you keep thinking about how bad you're feeling having it, you don't think about a solution to remove it. This is why whatever problem you're having, that is your purpose. So first, feel what it's like not to have the problem. Feel what it's like to be in the condition that you desire to be in. Feel that vibration of having that condition that you want. And that puts you in the vibration to receive the inspiration from the divine mind on how to create the condition. Your antenna to the divine mind, but you can't tune your antenna into that divine mind until you're on the vibration of what you want to receive. You can't receive it as long as you're stuck in the bad feeling because you just keep re-experiencing the bad feeling.
Yep.
So people who feel because they think they can't have, if they turn that same energy towards having the things they desire, you might, instead of you thinking, well, I don't have enough money to buy a car, I got to set up cold weather, I've got to walk where I'm going, or I would like to be able to travel in a warm, luxurious vehicle to get me where I'm going, that thought, that feeling might give them the inspiration of how to create a new kind of car, maybe a wind-powered car, maybe a hydro-powered car, maybe a car that works along with the grids of the earth and worked along the gravity force. But they can create the
because they're thinking of what it feels like to have. That's where inspiration comes. It's all the power of the mind.
You don't mind, it don't matter. But you have to mind in order for it to matter. You got to mind. Question is, are you going to use it?
Yes.
It is 9:44, and the after show is in full force, as Naima reminds us that tomorrow is self-cell care with Jody Susan, and on Wednesday we will have...
Yes, I'll be back with my co-host, Kareem Hamid. Last week we had a men-only discussion on anger and how your early relationships with your parents kind of put you in the position of how you handle difficulties. And I think that if we consider, and we talked a bit about it for a little while, that the women who call in kind of thought about how we as mothers, we have a lot of power in how we shape the feelings of our children. And if we're feeling bad about ourselves, we're going to give that bad feeling to our children. So we have to feel good about who we are as women so that we're not saying things to our children like, you're so stupid. But when we say ugly things to them, it's really how we feel about ourselves. But a child doesn't have the emotional maturity or the inner self-confidence to deflect negative words and insults. They just absorb them. They become that bad feeling that in your lifetime trying to not feel again. So we have to be conscious.
Say that again. To not want to have that feeling. That's powerful, Naima.
But we spend a lifetime trying to not feel bad feelings that were planted in us as children.
Wow.
So the key to changing the world is to not create bad feelings in children. You don't have a bad feeling that you're remembering and avoiding, then you're not going to have behaviors that are in conflict with other people because you're not living in a place of fear of re-experiencing a bad feeling. When you remove the fear factor, then you remove every conflict. Every conflict is based on fear. Look at what recently happened in Congress. You know, people are upset because the George Floyd Policing Act didn't pass because, you know, some of the, you know, senators didn't want to agree on giving citizens the right to sue individual officers. And, you know, and I'm sure people are like, I ain't racist. But you have to understand the undercurrent of fear. And I was watching Trevor Noah. You know, he talks sometimes about different things. Between the shows, they'll have conversations with the officers. And one of the things that they did in Africa when Nelson Mandela came to power was the Truth Council, where they talked about what had happened with apartheid and the racism and the injustice. They talked about an opening. It was the Truth and Reconciliation. And the whole thing was to admit what happened and that it was wrong and it was hurtful. Talk about it, you know. And then when you talk about it, it's just like if you have a conversation with your spouse. They say something that hurts your feelings, or you say something that hurts, or they do something, they're upset, maybe somebody cheats on somebody, whatever happens. But if you talk about it and then agree to forgive it and not do it again, then it's over. We haven't had that here.
No.
So we've had this horrific experience based on economic greed where a whole group of people were mistreated and a whole group of people benefited. Well, that group of people, they live in fear of retaliation.
Yes.
And that's the reason for the whole repressive behavior coming and expressed by our police force. They're still living in fear. And some things have happened in our past, like, you know, Nat Turner, and
like somebody said, one person's terror is another person's freedom fighter. Well, you know, Nat Turner, his insurrection created some deep fear in white America. Those who are Caucasian who at the time were benefiting from a color-based system of free labor. So that fear still exists. So there are people who looking at this saying, well, if we don't give police the power to control these people, then, you know, they'll get out of control. They might hurt us. That's a subconscious and even conscious fear. So if you know that that's what that is, and that's what we keep seeing manifest, then you understand why they couldn't see things the way we see it as, look, we need protection from people who just run rampant. They got uniform, a badge, and a gun, just killing people willy-nilly and no consequences. They haven't thought that. So we're seeing it from that perspective. They're seeing it, but how do we make sure we stay protected from those people who we know eventually going to come after us? That's their fear.
Mm-hmm.
So until we have, and we need to create some type of, just like they did in South Africa, some type of truth and reconciliation commission, something where we can talk about what happened so that white people aren't repressing this guilt and fear about it, and black people aren't holding on to this anger, you know, holding that bad feeling, keep going back to the bad feeling. If we can let go of the bad feeling, then we can create the things we need to create an economy for ourselves. But too many of us are holding on to that bad feeling, so we can't be the creative energy that we need to be, which is why we're still in poverty. Not because we don't have skills. It's like a person looking at how to use a tire and make beautiful furniture. You can't tune in to the creative energy as long as you're holding on to the bad feeling from the past.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't let it go if we can't create a way to talk about it. And white people can't let go of their fear until they can create a way to talk about it. We have to do what they did in South Africa. Yeah, this bad thing happened. There were people who did bad things to us. And their descendants are still being affected. Let's talk about it. So we can agree that we as a human family learned that you shouldn't treat each other that way. And we can agree not to do that. And we can agree to forgive what has happened. And we can agree to begin again. Just like in a relationship. You know, somebody cheats on somebody and somebody steals from somebody, or, you know, takes all the money out of the bank account and blows on something stupid, or, you know, whatever happened between you. Now, you can live in that household and be angry at each other and keep fighting and arguing, and that's an underlying thing that you're angry at each other about, but you don't talk about it. What happens eventually? You get a divorce.
Right.
Or you can bring it out in the open. Yeah, hash it out. It might be painful, but talk about it. Talk about how it made you feel. Apologize. Admit the wrong was done. And admit to let it go and not bring it up. And continue to love each other and be in harmony. Those are the choices that you have when people have done things that are hurtful. This is what we have to do in America. We have to heal from the hurt. We have to talk about it. And we, those who are African descent that have ancestors that have gone through that bad experience, we cannot keep going back to that bad feeling. Because it's keeping us from creating. It's keeping us from being in tune to the creative energy that will flow through us and help us manifest things like wonderful skin color,
mm-hmm.
wonderful natural teas to soothe us and cleanse our body, all kinds of beautiful furniture out of what somebody might have seen as junk, but we see a treasure. You can't tune in to the divine mind and receive those inspirations until you can let go of the bad feeling from what happened. And this is where we are, and white people cannot let go of their fear until we get to a point where we can talk about what happened. And all of us can agree to forgive and let it go. We have to go through that. This nation is stuck because we haven't had that truth and reconciliation council that the South Africans had after apartheid. We need to create that so that all of us can heal from that earth. And then we can move forward and create a new and better earth. That's our destiny. So,
though we are here on the Female Solution, we're helping to make that possible. We're having these conversations. We're creating this global platform. We're bringing forth those brilliant minds among us who are in tune and who are creating and who are manifesting that divine inspiration. And they're giving us products that are going to enhance our lives. And all of us are here to do something that's going to enhance life for themselves and everyone else. That's why we're here. So let us let go of bad feelings from memories of things that happened so that we can create that vibration internally of what we want to see. And then we can feel it. And then our bodies can heal from the hurt that's created by that bad feeling that we keep directing that bad energy toward our organs. We can let that go. We can heal inside, and our antennas can be in tune to the divine inspiration ready to come through us. And then we're going to learn how to share our creative energy with our fellow brothers and sisters all around the planet, and no one will be angry. No one will be in conflict. Everyone will cooperate. And we will have a new earth where there is peace. That will happen. That is happening. We are manifesting this right now. And thank you for being a part of the solution.
Because you are the solution. And the fact that you've hung in here with us for the after show, we know that you are part of the solution because you're still here. And we appreciate you being here on the after show, and we also appreciate the fact that you will go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, please. Thank you very much. YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And our Facebook page, Facebook.com, HLN TV Show. Before we leave, you do know that the winner, it was a tie of the winner from the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. That was contestant number one and contestant number two. That would be Jenna Sahar from Sydney, Australia, and Mark Tieford from Bulgaria. So get those votes in now, because we're not accepting anything, and we'll after midnight this night, and we'll announce it next Monday morning on the Female Solution. And last but not least, please go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Remember I told you about Naima, you signed up for a Tapestry. It's the app that will allow you to make money off of your cell phone, just like the marketers are doing now. So go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Scroll down, you'll see data for dollars, and you'll see it, you'll understand it. And then, well, you'll stop giving away all your money, too. Because I got 100 apps off my phone. No, I had 150. I've got 50 off. Yeah, it's like they're just making money off me, and I'm just letting it go through every month just like every other person who has a cell phone who don't know no better, but we know better now. So I've got 150 apps. I got 50 of them off. I'm going to get the rest of them off this week. So go to the blog. You'll see what I'm talking about. Dr. Rafiki Kai, the digital doctor, talks about it, and there's a video there that you can see. And I'm going to turn this screen around so people can see him. He's always making faces at me, waiting on me to laugh. It's like, okay. Anyway, and I think that is my last statement. We've got the winners, and be sure and check out the blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And
we can see the all of the competitors so people can make a decision.
That's on our YouTube channel, and that is YouTube.com Higher Learning TV Show. Bam, there it is. All right? Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and let me find the closing so we can do that together, because we did not do it at the end of the show if they didn't cut us off. The closing, we like to do it in all the different endings. And here we go.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Make it a great date. Love, peace, and hair grease. How about that? Hasta la, bye-bye. All right. We had a good broadcast. Okie dokie. We good to go. Something I want to ask you, and I can't think of what it is. I'll text you because I can't remember what it is. Oh, you already in Tapestry. Deborah was in it. We got to get the other ones in there, too.
Yeah.
So let me send them out a note now. Okay. Template email. Template.
Yeah, so now, this sister, I think I mentioned to you, Crystal Denner. She is from Trinidad, and her company is Divine Feminine Essentials.
Right.
And,
let me hang this up, too.
I sent her the link for today, but I'm going to call her, I sent her a text and said, I love this video.